It's Thursday, June 5th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. More than 1,000 clicker ticket citations issued by the State Patrol, the Food Court, and Carnival are open at the Aquafest Entertainment Area, and Chris Cruzy takes the stage tonight, and there are plenty of adoptable dogs from the Wisconsin Humane Society. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. More than 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers for failing to buckle their seatbelts. Ted Ahlen takes a look.
The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 citations during its two-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At the Capitol, Democrats propose a safe summer package of gun safety measures. Bob Haig has a story.
Four bills mirror provisions pulled from Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget by Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. JFC member Senator LaTanya Johnson calls them common sense.
Universal background checks. 87% of Wisconsinites agree with that. 48-hour waiting period. Red flag laws. And we missed an opportunity to do something about ghost guns.
Attorney General Josh Call.
The reason we keep coming back to this issue is because every year, in fact every month, there are lives that are lost to gun violence in this state.
Gun violence not just an urban issue. Advocates note suicides account for the majority of gun deaths in the state and disproportionately affect older men in rural Wisconsin. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Bipartisan legislation introduced at the Capitol would support Wisconsin's smaller police agencies. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The bill would create a pilot program providing grants to small law enforcement agencies. Those grants would cover labor costs and unreimbursed training costs tied to sending officers to the academy and 6 months of on-the-job training. Lawmakers hope the bill would address staffing shortages that are currently affecting small police departments statewide. The bill was introduced by Democratic lawmakers Senator Brad Paff and Representative Clinton Anderson and Republicans Senator Jesse James and Representative Bob Donovan. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Aquafest events today include the Hauk Power Sports Food Court opening at 11 a.m. today with the Noodle Dixieland Band playing from 11:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. It's Family Fun Night for the Rice Lake Youth Baseball League at 4:30 p.m. Finding Stories in Nature is at the Rice Lake Public Library at 5:30 p.m. The Tri-State Amusements Carnival on North Lakeshore Drive is open from 6 until 10 p.m. today. On the main stage at 7 p.m., Ember opens for Chris Cruzy. Visit aquafestonline.com for more information. The Wisconsin Humane Society needs your help adopting dogs from its shelters. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Spokeswoman Angela Speed says the group has over 400 dogs in its shelters right now.
At this point, our dog kennel capacity is truly at a crisis level, and we're in desperate need of adopters and foster parents.
Through next Wednesday, there's a discount on adoptions for dogs 6 months and older, and more if the dog has been with the shelter for a long time. Speed says adopting a pet comes with benefits like vaccinations, spaying and neutering, and vet care. Find out more at wihumane.org. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.